Alicia Orsini is president of Women in Film and Video of New England, and she's here to talk about this vital organization and some upcoming events. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Great, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about Women in Film and Video New England.
The organization started in 1981, 38 years ago, with a group of 11 women, all Boston-based media professionals, and they came together to form the New England chapter of Women in Film. And we think we are the third oldest organization of its kind, Women in Film, behind New York and L.A. So they got into it essentially to create a support group amongst them. A lot of them worked at WGBH. One of our notable founders is Rebecca Eaton, who is the producer of Downton Abbey fame, of Masterpiece Theater. So, you know, if we have great roots, and women said, you know, we need a way to support each other a little bit better. So it's been around a while. It was so needed back in 1981, and we are more vital than ever now here in 2019.
How did you get involved?
I first heard about Women in Film when I was at an awards night for the Boston 48-Hour Film Project, and they were there giving out awards and talking about the organization. I was like, why haven't I heard about them? You know, I'm a lifetime member of the Girl Scouts. I'm a joiner. I'm like, you know, get together, women empowerment. And I was like, well, why the heck have I never heard of this organization? I felt so out of touch. And a lot of times, as women filmmakers or women in general, not even just in the filmmaking sphere, we tend to just put our heads down and work, and we don't ask for help, and we don't network, and for whatever reason, we're just going to bulldoze our way through our careers and not look up and connect. So when I heard about them, I was like, oh my gosh, there's a tribe for me. I need to go work with them. I need to find out what's going on. I want to help them let other women know who I know, that there's this great organization that could support us.
What would you like to accomplish with Women in Film and Video New England?
What I really want to do is I want to strengthen the ties between women who are working here so that we can lift each other up. And that can happen a million different ways. But we're hoping to accomplish that in a big way with our mentorship initiative, where we can have other women who have been successful in their careers turn around and lend a hand. And that doesn't mean that you need to have been working in the film industry 30 years to turn around and help somebody. You could have been working in the industry 5 years and turn around to somebody who's just starting out and be a lifeline to that person. So really hoping to build the strong mentorship initiative for the organization. Something else that's really core to me is that I want to connect our six New England states. You know, we're very unique up here in the Northeast. We've got diverse voices. We have diverse locations. And we're a little spread out. We're really not. It's an interesting thing. And we could be lifting each other up. There are great things happening in Vermont that people in Boston should know about. There's things that we could learn from what the Connecticut film industry is doing that could help Maine. I want women in film, especially for women, you know, including everybody under the umbrella, but especially for women, to be able to connect with this larger community of New England. We're so talented. We need to be supporting each other in our backyard. In general, I want women in film to be the squeaky wheel to our local industry. You know, again, talented women live here. I want our industry to hire them, to pay them equally, to support their films and their careers in general. I want their voices included in our unions, in what's happening with our tax credit. There's so much work to be done. And then something else I would really love to do, and if anybody out there wants to help me do it, please reach out. But I really want to start a grant program and a scholarship program funding women making their films, especially here in New England. Just some of the long laundry list of things that I want to accomplish with Women in Film.
Tell us about your event on October 2nd at WGBH in Boston.
This is like the most fun night of our year. This is our annual meeting, and we get together at WGBH at the Yawkey Theater, and we get some really kick-ass speakers, and we all get to hang out and network and celebrate what we've done all year long, and then look forward to the next year's. It's the biggest night in the Women in Film calendar for us here in New England. So just some great little highlights that we have this year. We're going to have some tables at the annual meeting where you can ask the expert. We're going to have somebody there to talk about tax credits, someone there to talk about screenwriting, casting, which is very cool. We're also going to have a headshot clinic. So we have a photographer there. Abby Knoll Photography is going to be there. She's going to take people's headshots for $20 so that you can freshen up your LinkedIn profiles and your bios and everything else. So that's really cool. Great bunch of raffle prizes, but one of our really exciting ones is Pink Martini. We have two tickets to a Pink Martini concert happening in October. And I don't know if you know Pink Martini, but you know, I work for NPR as my quote-unquote day job, and Ari Shapiro is a sometime band member of Pink Martini, so I was like, oh my gosh, they are just so great. They're fabulous. And then we get into our speakers, and we've had a great lineup of speakers this year, including the WGBH-TV general manager, Liz Chang, who just a titan in her industry, and I'm so excited she's going to be doing our opening welcome for the annual meeting. And then we have Lisa Simmons, well-known for the Roxbury Film Festival, but she's also the director of color of Film Collaborative, which I'm so excited to bring to our annual meeting and to learn more about what we can do to support those communities as well with our platform. And then our keynote speaker is Dr. Michelle Meek, and she is well-known for NewEnglandFilm.com to deliver our keynote. And she this year also launched the New England Film Star Award, which is a grant that's going to be given to a film project for a marginalized filmmaker who is residing in New England. So we are really honored that we're going to announce the winner of that grant with Michelle at our annual meeting. So really, it's a jam-packed night. Meet your fellow filmmakers and get a chance to collaborate. And so many great connections come out of this meeting. It's just really, for me, it's a great celebration, and I really look forward to it every year.
What is your personal commitment to diversity in the workplace and beyond?
We're always looking for opportunities to shine light where light needs to be shown. Certainly as an organization and myself, you know, we're 100% behind the parity movement and getting some women who are shut out of the industry, you know. Of course, we focus on women, and I'm very woman-centric, but we have big problems, too, especially with people of color and women of color and gender-diverse communities. And one of the things I encourage the most is that we use our buying power and our viewing power and our social media power to amplify those stories and what those people are doing. It's the overused phrase of, you know, a rising tide raises all boats, which is also very true. But what is it that you can do on your day-to-day? What can I do day-to-day to be saying, hey, this person over here is creating great content. We should look at them. You know, and it's something I try to be cognitive of. And there are people that are out there that are better at this than me. So one of my personal goals is to connect myself to those people, but not only that, connect women in film to those people as well. One of the very small ways that we've started doing that is we're partnering with NAMIC, which is the National Association for Multi-Ethnicity in Communications. So we can keep that ball rolling. We can learn about how can we be more effective in bringing people of diverse voices into our workplaces, onto our film sets, and just into our everyday lives. It's not easy, but it's worthy. It's more than worthy, and it's overdue. So we just have to take time to really reflect on changing habits. And, you know, it's a personal growth thing for me, for sure, but I want to support it industry-wise and also with our platform of Women in Film.
How do you see women filmmakers advance, especially with the Me Too movement?
Me Too is not a women's problem. It's a male problem. And they need to step up. And I've seen it, and I've had men reach out and ask for advice on how can they better support their sisters in filmmaking. And we do have a lot of male members who are very cognitive of what's happening in Me Too. One of the things is seeing it and saying something. People are scared to report, you know, harassment, to report inconsistencies, to not talk about what people are getting paid. Men feel that pressure because if they are the ones that stick up for whether it is a male or female person who is being abused, I've seen both now, which is just insane, you know, that they get fired or they get blacklisted. You know, some of these big, powerful producers that come and want to make film here. But, you know, slowly the Me Too movement is empowering our male counterparts to say, enough. Is it happening fast enough for me? No. It's exhausting. I am seeing more requests for women. Hey, if you're going to send me a list of PAs, could you please make sure 50% of them are women? I love getting an email like that. Sometimes I send them a whole list of women. You know, really just so much to be done. And it's hard, and I just encourage any men that are listening to reach out to us. Reach out to anybody in Women in Film. Reach out to your female counterparts that you see on set and say, what would make your life better that I can do for you? You need to show up. You need to show up and act. And I don't want the Me Too movement to be a fad. I really don't want the bubble to burst. And we just need to keep talking about it. We need to keep talking about it and keep it in the forefront of everybody's mind that this is important and it's a path to change.
How can people get information about Women in Film and Video New England and also more information if they want to attend the October 2nd event?
Is wifvme.org. WIFVME. And so you can also email us at info@womeninfilmvideo.org. We are everywhere. Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are on Instagram. You can find out more about our annual meeting and how to register for that right on our website at wifvne.org or womeninfilmvideo.org.
What other projects are you working on?
Women in Film is a project big enough, but I do have a couple of things. I work for WCAI, which is a sister radio station to WGBH. And I'm working on a special project right now at WGBH, which I can't tell you guys about just yet. I'm going to tease you. Actually, I'm hoping to maybe announce it at our annual meeting. Then I also have a film that I've been hoping to get off the ground forever. I'm a lifetime member of Girl Scouts, and I really want to do some sort of biography or some sort of biopic on Juliette Gordon-Lowe, who is the founder of Girl Scouts and an absolutely fascinating woman. And so I have been collecting data on her and rewriting and writing a script forever. Then one day I'm going to get off the ground.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I want people to ask me, how can we work together? What are they passionate about? What can we do to help them? And how can they help our mission in general with Women in Film? Changing the lens. It's kind of our mantra. We want to change the lens. You know, to get people involved in our mentorship. I want to somehow find a better way of explaining to people how bad the situation is for our numbers for women in the industry. You know, when you look at some statistics from Women in Hollywood, they put out a great study that says, you know, compared to women's employment in the top 250 films, in 2017, we're down in directors this year. So why do we have this when we have the Me Too movement, when we feel so connected? Why do we still slip behind? I want people to come to us and say, hey, I've got an idea. And let's find a way to make these ideas come together, whether it's through a mentorship program, whether it's through a screening, through a hiring policy. I want people to come to us and say, how can we work together?
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra, to get you through difficult times?
I do. Which is, you know, I live down on Cape Cod, so maybe it has to do with the fact that I'm surrounded by water. But I do have a little mantra. A smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. So when things are super turbulent, when I am so frustrated about what's happening in our community, whether it's politics, whether it's my day-to-day life, whether it's what's happening with the organization, you know, I just have to take a minute and say, you know what? Smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. I'm growing with every experience. We as a community are growing with every experience. It's how we then set our ship to deal with those seas that we'll be judged on. And I need to keep that in mind whenever I'm feeling like it's too much. A smooth sea never made a skilled sailor.